from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, and on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. Very happy to have this National Signing Day special here for you today, and Afatu Melifonwu is somebody that I very much appreciate having had on the show in the past. I appreciate having him here today. And for those of you that were wondering, he's obviously let you know that here on National Signing Day, he is officially orange and is staying with the Syracuse team, signing his name on the dotted line. Afatu, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Afatu, first and foremost, bring me into this process for you. You've been Syracuse for a while. There was the visit to Michigan that came later, and you end up with Syracuse at the end of all of it. Did you ever have a moment of maybe I'm not going to Syracuse? I mean, how did you kind of handle the process?
There was a couple moments like that, but I just talked with my family and trusted my instincts and how comfortable I was, and that's when I realized that I would be sticking with Syracuse.
So when you said you talked with your family and just trusted your instincts and realized how comfortable you are, what did your family say to you through this process when you had those moments of, should I go to Syracuse, should I not? What was their advice to you?
Their advice was to just go where I feel most comfortable or the best fit for me. But they said that regardless of what I chose, they were going to support me.
So when you look at comfortability, what about Syracuse makes you feel comfortable? What made Syracuse feel better than any place else?
The connection I had, because I was committed there since July, so I kind of formed a connection with the coaches and even the recruits in my class. So I guess that kind of formed a comfortability with me and Syracuse.
Speaking here with Afatu Melifonwu, coming in to Syracuse, able to play as a wide receiver as well as in the secondary on the other side of the ball from Grafton, Massachusetts, Grafton Memorial Senior High School. Afatu, you were obviously getting a lot of questions leading up to this day, leading up to this moment, about why take the official to Michigan, why do this, why do that. How did you view all of that? I mean, obviously, you're a human being, you're making a decision for yourself, and 20 years ago, if you were coming out of high school, going to college, you didn't have anybody on social media, because there was no social media, of people telling you what to do or how to do it, or they're mad at you or they're happy with you. What can you say you did to navigate through the fact that a lot of people were trying to get in touch with you, a lot of people were trying to get your opinions, they were telling you their opinions? How did you handle all of that?
It was definitely stressful going through all of this, but I guess my family kind of helped me through that the most. Just talking with them on a daily basis, I think that guided me through this whole situation.
This is a wake-up call fast break. Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and we started out as what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo chicken wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York. The Syracuse Silver Knights, your premier indoor soccer team in central New York. It is great entertainment value and affordable fun for the entire family. Great seats and ticket packages are available by calling 315-303-7261 or go online syracusesilverknights.com. And don't forget to tune in to Wake Up Call with Dan Totora for your chance to win tickets to a Syracuse Silver Knights home game. Ole Ole Mexican Restaurant at 2803 Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York, right in the Mattydale Plaza, is your home for the fresh Mexican food you've been waiting for. Owned and operated by head chef Lenny Aviles, who prepares every meal with the same care and fresh ingredients as if you were family. Ole Ole isn't just a name, it's a representation of the Mexican heritage in central New York. Make sure to try the Wake Up Call Taco Platter, available anytime. Dine in or take out by calling 315-455-5OLE. That's 315-455-5653. Ole Ole Mexican Restaurant. Authenticity on every plate.
And who would you say in your family has really helped you the most through this process?
The most probably the OB, or probably OB, because he played college football too, so he knows like exactly what I'm going through.
And with OB, your brother OB Melifonwu, playing over at UConn for the last few seasons, and now trying to realize his dream of going to the NFL, what did he say to you about this process in the beginning? I mean, obviously he's given you advice throughout, but what did he say to you that kind of resonated with you when you started being recruited?
He just told me to keep an open mind about everything. Go to visits and camps, the places I wanted to go, and just like enjoy the process, I guess.
And when you were going through this time period of, am I sure on Syracuse? Do I want to look elsewhere? What type of advice did he give you when you were going back and forth on Syracuse?
The advice he gave me is, like, make sure they have my major, like, the style of offense, defense that I wanted to play. And just, like I said before, how comfortable I was with the decision.
And being comfortable with this decision, like I was saying before, there were a lot of people trying to get information on, you've been with Syracuse for such a long time, it's been more than half a year that you verbally committed, why go to Michigan, why visit, why do this and that. I mean, when you look back on this moment, what did that Michigan visit help you to see? Did it help you to know yourself better and feel more comfortable with yourself?
That visit did help me feel more comfortable with Syracuse. The relationship I had with Syracuse coaches and like players and stuff was a lot better and like different from like Michigan.
And what made Michigan, if you don't mind talking about it, what made Michigan somewhat interesting to you down the stretch? Was it just something you felt like you had to do? I mean, what made them a school that you wanted to go out and see before you made your final decision?
I had a strong connection with one of the coaches there, Don Brown. He recruited me at PC my sophomore year when I got the offer there. So then I just decided, why not give it a visit, because he's done so much for me, etc. So I just decided that I did want to see it and make my final decision after that.
Speaking here with Fatu Melifonwu, who is officially orange right now, the Syracuse Orange, and moving forward into that 2017 incoming recruiting class for Syracuse. Fatu, to go, and we've talked about this a little bit before, to go through this process, you said, going to Michigan, going on the visit helped you to know a little bit more about yourself, feel more comfortable. When you look at the process as a whole of Syracuse, Michigan, everybody that offered you, everywhere you went to visit. When you put it all together, what did you learn about yourself? Did this give you thicker skin? Did it make you a stronger man? How do you view it?
It definitely made me realize that I need my family the most to help me and like guide me, and God help me and guide me through like tough decisions and tough situations.
You mentioned God, and I respect you for that because that is who guides my life as well. Where did God's role show up in here? What type of role did God play with you in not only your recruiting, but in life in general?
God just, like, praying and stuff just helped me, like, clear my mind, helped me, like, not make decisions, like, emotion-based, I guess, or, like, in the moment. Help me just have a clear head and like think about all this and make the right decision for my life.
When you're praying and you say you're finding that clarity of mind, what are you praying about? Do you say anything to God? Do you sit in silence? What's kind of your approach to praying when it comes to speaking with God?
Just praying for a clear mind and helping me make the right decision. And knowing that he's always got my back and he knows the plan for me.
Did you feel like you got those prayers answered? Did you come to a moment where everything just was clearer? You felt like things made more sense? And if you had that moment, when did you have that moment?
I think I probably had that moment like when I got home from the Syracuse visit.
This is a wake-up call, Fast Break.
The Penn & Trophy Center on 111 East Willow Street in Syracuse, New York, has been making memories for Central New York for over 60 years. It has the trophies for your teams, and when you walk in there, it's so much more than just that. When you walk into the Penn & Trophy Center, you are immersed in the reality that anything can be customized, anything can be engraved, whether it's for your anniversary, your wedding, your bar mitzvah, your birthday party, whatever you want to do with that memory, that watch from grandpa, or that bracelet from mom, or that wedding ring that's been passed down through your family. If you want to get something engraved with a memory to last a lifetime, the Penn and Trophy Center, 111 East Willow Street in Syracuse, New York, where memories are made and where memories last a lifetime.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
For all of us that have always wanted our favorite restaurant to come to us, it's now a reality in Central New York with It's a Utica Thing, with Utica Pizza Company bringing their wonderful recipes that they've handed down through generations to you, to your event, to your business, to your home. It's a Utica Thing, proudly bringing Utica Pizza Company on wheels to your location. Call 315-738-8946. That's 315-738-8946 to bring Utica Pizza Company to your doorstep with It's a Utica Thing.
This is Lawrence Papaleo, licensed real estate salesperson for Hunt Real Estate ERA. Call our home office at 315-682-7197, or better yet, call or text me directly at 315-748-2524.
You all sell houses or something?
I can help you sell yours.
What about commercial property?
I just sold one the other day.
Are we doing a commercial right now, Lawrence?
Yes, we are.
Oh, wow! What's that phone number again?
315-748-2524.
Hold on, Lawrence. I gotta get a pen out of my purse. What is that phone number one more time?
My name is Lawrence Papaleo, licensed real estate salesperson for Hunt Real Estate ERA. And again, my phone number is 315-748-2524.
Bring me into that moment when you got home back to Grafton, Massachusetts from the Syracuse visit. What made you feel like weight off of your shoulders? I feel clear. I feel comfortable. Bring me into that moment and what that moment felt like.
It felt good because, like you said, I had a weight lifted off my shoulders. You know, like I wasn't stressed anymore. I felt confident in my decision. And, well, that's what it boiled down to, because people are always going to talk whether you make this decision or that decision, but feeling good about my own decision, that was the most important thing for me.
If all too, we had spoken on it before that social media has such, it has a place in our world, and it didn't exist a couple decades ago. How did you handle social media? How have you handled it? You know, did Obi give you any advice on how to? What was kind of your way of handling the thoughts and the emotions of complete strangers toward you? How did you handle that?
I try not to look at social media too much, but unless it's like someone sends me something or this and that. But I kind of, like, if someone wanted to do like a report on me regarding Michigan, I would just ask them to respect my decision on not wanting to do an interview or whatever, and hopefully they understood that.
And when you ask that of people, when you ask people, you know, respect my privacy, respect my place and what I would like to do, how do you feel like you were responded to? Do you feel like there was that, okay, you know what, Ifatu, this is your life? Or did you feel like, you know, it was a little bit difficult to ask people for privacy?
A little bit of both. There was some people that did respect my decision and realized that it is a stressful time, and then those other people where it was hard to tell them that I really didn't feel comfortable doing any interviews.
So you are where you are now. You're officially orange. You're staying in the Northeast. Your brother played in the Northeast at UConn. What did you take away from Obi's time at UConn? What can you say about, I mean, obviously the level of play that he was at, very high, very strong. Bob Diaco was his head coach, had nothing but positive things to say about him for the last year plus, especially. Anytime I asked Bob Diaco about your brother Obi, it was always positive, always heavy weighted words of positivity toward your brother. So what can you say about what your brother shared about his experience?
Like watching Obi, it just showed me that we having like a strong relationship with your coach is good, and that it'll make your time better at whatever school you go to. So I guess that played a role in that.
Do you feel like with Syracuse you have that one coach or a few coaches that you feel very close to? And if you do, who are those coaches?
Yeah, it would definitely be the two coaches that recruited me the most, Coach Warren and Coach Monroe. I definitely would say that I'm very close with them.
And I want to start with Brian Ward, the defensive coordinator for Syracuse. What do you like about him? I mean, obviously the defense had their struggles in the first season that he had the defense, but this is a defense that is growing, it is learning, this Tampa 2. What can you say about Brian Ward, what you think of him, your relationship with him?
He's a good guy. He was always, throughout this whole recruiting process, he was always honest with me. Like, I always knew, it was like clear cut. Like, I knew his intentions. And his intentions for me at Syracuse, et cetera. And sometimes it's hard to find with some coaches because it is a business. Like college football, it is a business. So sometimes that's hard to find with through coaches.
And then on the side with Nick Monroe, he's the secondary coach. He's somebody who has the opportunity of having you coming in. You're able to play on the offensive or defensive side of the ball. What has he said to you about his hopes for you at Syracuse and what you're coming in as? Are you coming in as a corner, as a safety? Did he tell you, hey, there's a chance you could go to the offensive side? What has Nick Monroe said?
He told me that it could either be, I think I would start at corner, or like that would be my main position, but I could slide back to safety or vice versa. But he did say that there is a chance they want me to play offense too, because I also have talked to Coach Hart, the running back coach, and he definitely has some interest for me on the offensive side too.
What do you think about that opportunity? I mean, you're no stranger to playing offense and defense. Would you like to be able to switch fields and do both, do one? How do you view it?
I would love to play both sides of the ball, because if you look at my highlight tape, it's basically all offense, but I was recruited as a DB, so offense is something I've always played and I've been good at, so it would be cool to play both sides of the ball.
Your brother played the defensive side for obviously UConn, and for Obi to play his position, to be such a strong safety and a powerful player for that UConn Huskies team over the years here, and obviously do what he's done now to get the NFL's eyes on him.
This is a wake-up call, Fast Break.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIG Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIG Lady.com.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
The Market Diner prides itself on bringing the local community fresh ingredients that are better than going elsewhere. Open for breakfast, served all day, lunch and dinner with daily specials. The Market Diner is located at the Regional Market on Park Street, right across from Destiny USA. For takeout, call 315-474-5247. The Market Diner. Local. Fresh. Better.
What do you think about it? I mean, would you like to follow footsteps of your brother and be a strong, you know, be strong on the safety side? Would you like to be a corner, be in that secondary in some way? Or do you feel like offense maybe is a better fit for you?
I would say it doesn't really matter for me which side. It's all about, like, the side I guess I'm most productive on or I'm the best at. So it doesn't really matter for me how, as far as, like, making it to the next level, whether it's on offense or defense.
If you had a choice and you walked in and Dino Babers said you could be part of this high-powered, fast offense where we don't even have to huddle, we're lining up, we're getting down the field, we're going after it, and you could be in my slot, or you could be in the backfield, or you could go on the outside sometimes. Or Dino says, I want you on my defense, I want you in this Tampa 2, and I want your speed to be on that side, I want your ability to be there. If he said to you right now, you choose, What would you say back to him if you got put on the spot right now?
If I got put on the spot, honestly, I don't know what I would say, because if this was like junior year, if this was junior year in high school, I would probably say defense, because I mostly played defense. But this year, I played a ton of offense. Was very productive on the offensive side. So if he would have asked me like right now, I would probably lean towards offense. But I'm happy like in the position I've been recruited in. So it's not like I'm not happy at like the position that they want me to play.
Speaking here with Fatu Melifonwu, and Fatu, before I let you go here, with your brother, with Obi, to look at his career, as yours starts collegiately, his is coming to an end, and he got to play in the Senior Bowl, you know, the Reese's Senior Bowl, and he has an opportunity now for the NFL. What can you say about your pride in your brother and what you think about your brother and his journey?
I'm very proud of him. This is definitely something I kind of saw him doing. Like, I knew he had the talent and skills to make it to the next level, so it's kind of good to see it, what he's been like hoping for, his visions come true. So I'm definitely proud of him.
What do you think an NFL is teaming or is getting if they go ahead and select your brother?
I think they're getting a really good athlete that with good size that can play either and play safety, box tackler, nickel, corner. I think they're getting a versatile player in my brother.
This is a wake-up call, Fast Break.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal.
Saltine Warrior Sports Pub, your premier sports pub in downtown Syracuse, Central New York. This is your home for all Syracuse sports home and away games, as well as the NBA, the NHL, the MLB, and so much more, NCAA everything. Go to Saltine Warrior Sports Pub, the hub of every Central New York sports fan. That's where you go. Saltine Warrior Sports Pub. Great food, great drinks at a great price, and a great atmosphere. Saltine Warrior Sports Pub, 214 West Water Street, etched in the history of Syracuse. Right in the heart of Syracuse.
What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Real fans wear fan hands.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Utica Pizza Company spells family. Your family, my family, their family. The recipes that they have shared with each other throughout the years and have now been so gracious to share them with us. I can sit here and talk with you about all the great things that are on the menu. We'd be here forever. So let me say this. Utica Pizza Company is second to none. And now you can bring it home with you and you can dine in the restaurant. UticaPizzaCompany.com will give you all the information that you need. And let me say, these Utica greens, they're the best. Utica Pizza Company. Call them and place your order at 315-214-3060. That's 315-214-3060. families break bread at Utica Pizza Company.
And then, in conclusion here, I want to do something with you, a thought too, that's called Rapid Fire, which gives people an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better off the football field. So I'm going to throw a bunch of questions at you that have nothing to do with football, and answer with whatever you feel most comfortable with. Are you ready to do it?
Yeah.
All right. Favorite singer, musician, or rapper of all time?
Right now, I would say my favorite rapper would be Migos, but my favorite musician of all time, Michael Jackson.
Favorite Michael Jackson song?
Thriller or Beat It.
If you could dance like Michael Jackson or sing like, okay, let me put it to you like this. If you could have a rap career of any rapper in the world, or you could dance like Michael Jackson, would you choose to be a rapper, or would you choose to dance like Michael?
I'd probably choose to dance like Michael.
Favorite movie of all time?
Oh, all time? I don't know if it's of all time, but I really I'll rewatch Gridiron Gang.
Favorite actor?
Actor, I like Denzel Washington.
If you could meet anybody that's a celebrity, living or deceased, who would it be?
That's hard. Probably meet Tom Brady.
Why did you choose Tom Brady?
Growing up in New England, I've always been a Patriots fan.
If Tom Brady is to end, however Tom Brady ends his career in the here and now, do you think that he should be considered the greatest quarterback of all time?
Definitely.
What quarterback do you think can hold a candle to Tom Brady? Is there anybody that comes close, or is he in a league of his own, in your opinion?
I think there's a couple quarterbacks that come close, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, and older quarterbacks like that.
If you could go on vacation anywhere in the world right now that you've never been to, where would you go that you've never been?
Probably Nigeria, because that's where I'm from originally.
Now, being from Nigeria and having that connection, bring me into that, because you're not the only person going to Syracuse from Nigeria. You're not the only person that has been to Syracuse and has since moved on that has Nigerian roots. What can you say about what you remember from Nigeria? And, I mean, I know you just said that, you would love to go back and be there once again, but what can you say about what you know about Nigeria and your time that you remember spending there?
I've never actually been there. I was there when I've actually never been there before. I thought I was there when I was a little kid and didn't remember, but my mom actually told me that I've never been there. So that'll be cool to see where I come from, where my parents come from. So that's why I chose Nigeria.
So you've never been back there. You thought that you had. What has your mother told you about Nigeria? What makes you want to go back? What has she shared with you about the culture, about your family? What has she told you about it?
She told me she obviously loves it, but she hasn't really told me anything that makes me want to specifically go back. It's more my interest into seeing where she's from, where she was born and stuff like that.
To take and switch gears, what's one place you would like to visit that you've already been to?
London.
And how many times have you been to London?
I think I've only been once when I was a really young kid, so I don't really remember too much or anything really.
So why would you want to go back? Is it simply so that you can have some memories of it? What makes you want to go back to London?
A lot of my family lives in London right now, so I want to go and visit them and stuff.
And in conclusion here, two quick ones. What is your favorite food?
Favorite food? Probably pasta, simple.
Favorite place to go when you just need to get away from everything?
Probably my room, actually.
And to finish everything up, Afatu Melifonwu here on Wake Up Call with Dan Totora. Afatu, what can you say about your future at Syracuse, and what do you want to tell kids that are going through recruiting right now?
What I would tell kids going through right now is, like, trust your instincts. Go where you feel most comfortable, and don't let people, like, kind of persuade you or, like, force you, because at the end of the day, it's your own decision.
And as far as Syracuse and your future there, what do you want to say about that?
I want to say that I think I'm a good fit there, and I can really help that program, as Dino tries to turn that program around. So I think good things are coming in the future.
Well, Fatu, you know, I appreciate your time very much. I know this has been a grueling process for you. I know it's been stressful, and I respect, you know, everything that you've had through this process. I feel very thankful that you spent some time to talk with me. Because of, I know everything has been stressful and it's been difficult, but I'm happy for you that you feel like you're in the best place, and I thank you for trusting me and telling your story. It really does mean a lot, so thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See ya.